Feel like the everyday chaos is getting to be too much? Head on over to winninggym.com/BAP and we can help you there. Join our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program for quick wins for your gym. Check it out. You deserve it. Now back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio. Hey, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How are we doing, brother?
Good. Lots happening. Lots happening. Let's talk about this new Facebook group.
Yeah, let's.
So we've had a Facebook group, gosh, for 7 years, something like that.
Yeah, probably close to 8.
Yeah. We started, it's changed names once. It started out as a marketing group.
Yep.
Because that's what we were agency-wise, 2015, 16, 17. So, yeah, 8 years. We started the group just to jam on marketing. What's working? What are you guys doing? Here's what we see. Here's how to do it and all that stuff. And then we kind of, you know, when we moved away from marketing specific stuff, we went into business, right? Business talk. So it was business talk forever. And we decided recently just to, let's revamp this thing. I think we need to help more people. And we really we're focusing in on really helping gyms scale to 30K a month or more in recurring revenue, because we believe that's a ceiling in this market, in this industry.
Yeah. After we've talked with so many gyms, I mean, it's pretty clear that there's a glass ceiling, you know, visible glass ceiling there.
There's a glass ceiling at 30K and you can bump up against it, maybe get to 30, 31, and then you're back to 26, 27, 25. And some folks have never even got past 20. And so we got tons of tools, trainings, tactics, strategies. We're going to be going live, which we just want to use this podcast to get you all over there.
Yeah.
Go check it out. It's ProFit Accelerator. That's the name of the group. And then it's helping gym scale to 30K a month and beyond. And in there, again, we're going to share everything from, you know, the mindset stuff we do in our coaching, but you know, tactics and strategies and why we do things the way we do things here at this gym and with the coaching clients we work with. I mean, we have gym owners in our Iron Circle that are doing $100,000 a month recurring. Some have five, six, seven, eight locations, 50 locations.
Yeah.
and so like we're taking all of that. I mean, we teach them all the same stuff that we would teach, a gym owner that's right at 30K, we would teach the guys doing 100K. It's just a different scale.
Yep.
It's a different scale. And the problems change.
Yep.
And the questions change a little bit. At the early stages of your gym, you know, you're probably doing everything yourself because you have to. But, you know, you always have to have marketing. You always have to have sales. You're always going to have delivery systems. You're always going to have the right mindset because, you know, we talk about entrepreneurial scars.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And we work with gym owners that are just starting out to guys that are veterans that have been doing this, 17, 18, 20 years. And the reaction to the same problems is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
We have a client that we're working with that just had a rash of cancellations.
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, they're chiming in the group, what the heck's going on? You know, this lady lost 30 pounds and she's said, you know, it's financial. And then this one, you know, we just finished a year with her and she's in the best shape of her life. And she just, you know, had a great vacation with her family and, you know, bathing suits and all this stuff. And she's thanking us. She's already written us like 5-star reviews and she quit.
Yeah.
And then that's the newer gym owner.
Yep.
And then the veterans are like, oh yeah, here's why.
Get used to it. Yep.
And I mean, we may as well get into that topic for a second because it's counterintuitive.
It is.
The better you are as a coach, trainer, gym owner, getting results for people, the more likely there are to quit. Mm-hmm. And what the hell would that? That's counterintuitive. Wait a minute. We just helped them lose 50 pounds and they look amazing and their life's changed and they're off medications. Why would they quit? The reason they quit, guys, is because they're not in any pain anymore.
Yeah. You've given them the solution to the problem that they
We're seeking.
Yep.
And they're comfortable now.
Yep.
And unless this is a lifelong lifestyle for these type of clients, they're gone. And then they're going to gain weight again, and then they're going to come back. Case in point is anybody that runs challenges out there, like still, if you run them, look, you run them, there's reasons you run them, there's reasons why you don't. But the person that takes a challenge, quits, asks you when the next challenge is, loses weight, quits, wins the next challenge, and they keep joining your challenges, you're like, well, they're paying us each time. Why? What do we care? Well, it's the same thing as the client that does join your gym, loses weight, and then quits.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shorter time frame or a longer time frame.
The same people in society that are jumping from diet to diet to diet, you know, they see the results, they lose some weight, and they're like, oh, well, I did it. Now let me go back to the comfort of eating whatever I want, doing whatever I want, and then the next thing you know, then they have another need for another diet, right? It's that cyclical.
Instead of staying the course and just doing the right stuff for the long term, nobody wants to do that.
Exactly.
Case in point, we had an Iron Circle member. Great results with us.
Mm-hmm.
Said, cool, well, I'm going to bounce for now, jumped around program to program, stopped doing all the stuff that was working, figured he would do it over here and over there. And guess what? His business has crashed and now he's back. Hey, I need your help.
Yeah.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Well, I mean, that's cool and all, but like you have to understand that's what's happening with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we get mad at clients for doing that. But like at the same time, gym owners, you're probably doing the same damn thing.
You're doing the same thing. And then you're a lot of them into the challenge mentality, or even if you're a weight loss style facility, like you have to understand some of your language, some of the things that you're doing can also cater to those types of individuals. Like we've done the podcast on the lifestyle client and attracting that individual. It's not the person who's looking to lose 30 pounds, you know, before summer. It's a person who understands, you know, fitness is a lifestyle and it's a decision that's going to be part of their life moving forward.
And that's a training we're going to be doing in the group. Mm-hmm. It's about the lifestyle client. Everybody needs lifestyle clients. And if you're a young gym owner, you want the guys, you're thinking you want the guys that want to lose the body fat loss and, you know, gain muscle and have these specific goals for these specific dates, like a wedding or a reunion or a birthday or whatever. Just got divorced, what, back on the market, got to lose weight. Like,
yep.
You think you want those clients because they have specific goals and you can achieve those specific goals.
You know you can accomplish that for them.
But then when they do achieve those specific goals, they quit.
Yeah.
Stop paying you. And they say, thanks. And you're scratching your head. I did everything I was supposed to do. Yes, you did. And they said, thank you. And they're on their way.
Yep.
Right. So like it's counterintuitive to think like, oh my God, why don't I want those clients? That's why you don't want them. You don't want them because they don't stay. I mean, sure, you can get a short term out of them, maybe a year, maybe a year and a half. But the clients that stay with us for 14 years now, lifestyle clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Their goal today is to work out.
And that's in another training that we're going to talk about is the avatar client, right? Understanding who your client, who you should be speaking to, what you bring to the marketplace, really identifying. Because at the end of the day, guys, if you're trying to serve everybody, you're serving nobody. And you have to put your flag in the ground on kind of like who you are and who you train, what you're known for. And the more clear you are as a business owner on that, the more people are going to be attracted to that facility for that solution.
Sure.
But
But you could be a fat loss training gym and attract the fat loss training clients, and they quit.
Yeah, and they quit. Yeah.
So you're always constant replacement.
Well, and then the other half is you have a difficult task in trying to realign a new goal or a new vision. You know what I mean? You can absolutely keep some of those clients, some who throughout that process understand that it's not a yo-yo. It's not just join the gym when I want to lose the weight and then go back and do it on my own outside of it. Like, they have to adopt the belief of the lifestyle client. Yep. And that's a big undertaking. So, you know, but again, you could build trainings, you could build education, you could build the conversation from your training staff, having those conversations on the training floor with clients. You could do your best, to mitigate some of that and try and keep some of those clients long term. But if all of your marketing, all of your new business is focused on kind of that results oriented individual, you're going to expect that you're going to have a big turnover, big churn rates.
Right.
It's inevitable.
So that's the entrepreneurial scars. Like, we don't react to that as you know, veteran gym owner versus like, oh my gosh, what do I do? What am I doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing too good of a job, for being honest. You're too good at your job. Yeah.
Hey, I want to lose weight in 30 days. All right, well, let's make it 60, maybe 90, you know.
You're just too good because they're gone. Yeah. Look, we're not here to say like, hey, you wouldn't want to get somebody results that wants results. Absolutely. But you can't be surprised when you do get the results that they take off because they're out of pain. You've scratched the itch. They accomplished the goal. The challenge is over. They did the 6 weeks. They did the thing and they're gone.
Yep.
And so, again, these are things you learn as you go through the gym entrepreneurial roller coaster that we've figured out. That we're going to be putting in this group, and it's really starting now, right? We're going to do a training today, and you should see those coming out weekly. Join the group, conversations over there. And, you know, look, we just figured this is the best way to get the right information in front of the right audience, which is you. And then look, if you want more help, we've got our coaching programs and we could have a conversation over there. Cool. But you're going to get so much more value out of this group than anything else out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period. The podcast, I'm sure you're listening to this for a reason. You follow us for a reason. You've been listening. And thank you guys for responding. Like, you guys tell us, I did the thing you said and it's all better. Like, even in that group now.
Yep.
Right. Hey, I listened to your show about simplifying your memberships. How's that going? And I was like, dude, it's going great. Mm-hmm. And thanks for asking, because I forgot we had done that. And we talked about it. And, you know, we share everything here. And so sometimes I forget what the hell we said because we're just doing things.
Yeah.
And there's no agenda per se on this. But thank you guys for asking those questions in the group. If you want to join that group, we're going to put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, it's there.
It used to be called Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Now it's the ProFit Accelerator, helping gyms scale to 30K and beyond, because it's very evident that that's the line that we need to get past.
Yeah.
Once you get past 30K, you can get to 50K really quickly.
Scale.
But it's just that 30K. So we want to get you through the 50 or 30. 30K is the line. Get you over that hump. We got to get you over there. And it has to be recurring. This isn't a 1 month high ticket bullshit play that you did in January and February. And then in March, you have 18 grand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's too much of that going on in this industry.
Big time.
You know, yeah, you can make claims of, hey, we did $50,000 this month and then next month do eight. That's not a business, guys. That's a sales company, you know, marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
We help gyms create sustainable businesses that are recurring revenue. It's all about the delta. Get your recurring revenue over your base operating expenses. Here's why, all the reasons. And then you have clarity, you make the right decisions. 5-question matrix. We got all the stuff. And then you just, what it does is it creates freedom, creates clarity, financial freedom, and time freedom.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then your systems are operational. And then, hey, you want to open 5 more of these things? Go ahead. You want to go into real estate? Cool. Guess what? You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, you have choices.
Isn't that kind of the goal?
The choice. Absolutely. And that's the big thing. And I'm glad you kind of like laid that out there, because you know, you made a good point in the fact that, like, if you get to 30, you can get to 50 relatively easy, right? That's
easier.
It's easier, I should say.
It's easier to get from 30 to 60 than 0 to 30.
Yeah, because and to that point, that's the reason that we're honing in on that up to 30 line, is because the systems and the foundation that you build your business on, that's what holds true you know, past that 30,000 mark, right? Those systems are responsible for the operation of that business, the staffing structure, your team, all of that's being built to that 30,000 mark. Now it's just a matter of wash, rinse, repeat, do it better, align, you know, some marketing, but the scale comes at that point. And we see it the other way around. Everyone's trying to do that scale when they're doing 10 and 15. Built. Exactly. And they have nothing to support the new people coming in, right? It's just mayhem. And we come in, we clean up a couple of things. Your business operates smooth, which is nice, right? You can take time off, which is a foreign concept in this industry. But I was just talking to our Iron Circle buddy. He's leaving next week for 2 weeks, and I'm bringing his phone.
Cool.
Like, that's the goal for a business owner, and that's what we want to help you achieve.
Exactly. Yeah. So, man, you nailed it with the – we see the gyms under 30K do a play, gets them over 30K, and then it falls back down to under 30K again.
It's going
to
happen every time because they're only focused on marketing and, you know, the newest person walks through the door and they have nothing substantial to support it. So,
yeah
we've been at this for a long time. I mean, the systems that we coach every other gym on are the same systems that run and operate this facility every single day. Mm-hmm. And you want a piece of that kind of result, and this is the plan. So,
sweet. All right, go join the group. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.